I'll show this like, when you meet your ex.
I'm sure it
is. Aya, when you meet your ex, you're sure. You meet your partner ex wako. They're on the same fucking spot. Hey, okay. Your babe lazima na leta noma for no reason. Whatever, atakama ex.
No, but is it for no reason?
Exactly. Okay, like, sound. There's a reason.
Sound. There's a reason. The reason is there. You know the reason. So it's not for no reason. Music podcasts.
Yo, we are back, the Red Caps Podcast. Della Marvin signing in.
I go by the name Spekito.
I feel like y'all should introduce me. With the weight I carry.
Mugemi.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the weight I carry.
Sam Zito.
Yeah, you got it. Tell them who I am.
Sam Zito.
Yes, sir.
Whom's Shana Netangua? Dim like Aisha, aka. Shore Rama vibes.
Shore
Rama vibes.
Your baby bitch.
Mother,
is back.
She's back.
Yeah, for sure.
Due to popular demand.
Due to popular.
I got popular. I think we're in it. Okay.
Cheers, guys.
A shot for you, man.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for gracing us. Oh, sorry. Thank you for Aisha.
Thank you for Aisha and us.
The,
okay, but if for a total wrong reason you're listening to the podcast for the first time, Aisha has been part of this baby since it was, I think, sir. 5 years old. That is 5 episodes old.
You're right.
I think. But she's
years.
Back. In dog years, bro.
Yeah.
She's back. She's looking fucking fly. She's wakad kwa shot. Aja piga shot America kwa bro. So you pour her another shot.
Na baka ingine?
Yes, please.
Ilazima tuone.
Yes, please. You look, you think you're slick.
Yeah, you're not slick, man.
I'm not gonna use your cup. I don't know where you've been.
Sina pakea?
No. No, no, no. Pour me my shot in my glass.
What do you mean where I've been?
I don't know, bro.
Unadha rao nini?
Then I'll be that time show. When we got, I got
you as the first person. Kwa
mini boya yes.
I got you as the first person.
Right.
It was not that hot. Wow. Speck came sweating. I questioned a lot. Because, what? Were you murifeing or were you doing something?
I murifeed from Ngong Road.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be that or something else.
Yeah.
Let's just assume it's the running. For the for purposes of this podcast.
We better assume it's the running.
Oh my god, guys have started firing shots. How many minutes in the podcast?
Allah.
Episode 96 is what you guys are listening in. We are the Red Caps. Yes, we are back. And of course, we've been stalled in Kwanzaa. This is episode 96 after, I think, a couple of weeks.
We're going to break, yes.
Tumekuwa tuna stalled. What is
stalled? I'm going to take a holiday kidogo. Ile Dela sulikuwa Maldives.
Nilikuwa Diwali, you know. Identify as Indian at the time. So Diwali was inside.
Yeah, man.
But the fact that the truth of the matter is we are stalling because it's supposed to fika 100 and get to YouTube. Yeah. So let me just clear the space and tell you guys it's coming. Because I'm going to just save you up.
It's coming like a
it's me.
One round man.
It can't be you. It cannot be coming like you. That's the problem. But I'm here, guys.
Yeah, so.
She's here like someone who came.
Right, so,
at least I did.
Moving on, nice. Give us hey. The 411. What is fucking new? What is happening? Guys, someone is telling me that I cast too much on this podcast. Because it's a story for another day. What is new? What's happening? Tupe story.
What is
story.
New?
Yeah, tupe story.
I think the only major new thing is that where I was working when I was here, I no longer fucking work there. And it's fucking amazing.
So I know later when I get in your tunnel, you couldn't live with your, where are you now?
Where I'm working
back
on that
to
bit,
us.
Right.
I'm still off the streets as you left me though. Sadly, a month ago,
right,
I lost someone who I was in the streets, but he was part of. He was the street. So I was passing through that street.
He was the name of the street.
Yeah, so I was passing through that. Oh my god, that's so disrespectful.
Actually,
so disrespectful when I think about it because I repeat him. Funny enough, wait, two nyamas is too young.
Oh my god, I missed Aisha. When you are saying Guinness, speak and I'm going to ask you a
question.
So you were done with the streets, that's what you're saying.
I was a bit done with the streets because I was actually very much
Louis,
I was, but sadly we could not go further because God decided to take him and rest in peace to him. His name was Eric.
Oh.
And today is actually his birthday.
Oh.
So,
mother shot. Mother shot.
You guys, you know, have you seen that video for anything for a shot? You Kenyans.
No.
Take a shot, bro. Take a shot.
Eric, you met him during.
Yeah, I remember the time when he and he was a very nice guy. Very sweet.
Mother shot, bro. Come on.
Mother shot.
Shout out
to Eric.
Eriko. Eriko, whatever Eriko is, man.
Rest in peace, bro.
Oh. And happy birthday as well. Now I'm going to be here. Especially your birthday. Ule Faith Emmanuel and your birthday. Let's go!
Hiya!
Hey, spec Richie on this bitch.
I love it!
But like it's always okay. What I'm saying, it's nothing that you can expect it to happen to you. Like losing someone close to you, it just happens,
bruh. It just
you happened. Come, yeah. Tumazi. You come.
Yeah, we embrace it.
So now you are. What's the word with you? What's new after that happened?
Therapy. I joined dance class because I needed something to get my mind.
Are you on TikTok?
Miondoko.
Ndio yo.
Miondoko ni watu wa mlolongo maza.
Najaba. So yeah, I mean, I'm trying as much as possible to do things that would get me out of that space. So even coming back here is a plus.
It's a plus.
Oh man,
we welcome you.
All that.
Tunaku welcome Kwanzaa with mad love. We are gonna show you love tonight. Love. Tonight we're gonna go out. It's Eric's birthday, man. So we have to do something, and we'll talk more on that in the next podcast. Such a
Yeah.
Speaking of going out and everything, the past weekend was. For me, watch
it. Yeah, for you. What?
For me, because I was October festing. Because you know, today's on the 4th November. Yes, October ilikuwa the other days. Tulienda out. Me, I went out on Saturday and on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't drink any beer.
You drank?
I drank whiskey. Because you know, October fest is usually a beer festival.
Yeah.
Right? But Mimi, na beer, you can't get drunk on beer. How many beers will you take? Let's talk about that.
16.
Yeah. 16 beers.
We went on Friday.
Right.
Saturday. Uh-huh. On Friday, it was legit, but it was polite.
What do you mean?
So, as in, like, we were going to have beers.
Right.
Because when I was a house, I was drunk in my body.
Because
a house, we were going on drugs, my friend. So actually, come up when I went to your house, which was sales to my friends. Well, Lipisha had to bring your event.
Right.
Don't be a vendor. Lipisha has to bring your event.
How was on Friday, bro?
Friday was dope. My Paul was mixing.
Who's your Paul?
Who's Paul?
Kwanza Twanzina. Who the fuck is fucking Paul?
He said, okay, Kwanza kuna Paul Njorohi, alikuwa area.
Who's that?
Tuna mwitanga Gummy Bear Man.
And then kuna
MGM.
MGM, of course. Gishure.
Yeah, alikuwa na mix on Friday, man. It really kicked mad mbaya.
Right.
Then kulikuwa na O'Breezy.
O'Breezy?
O'Brien, manze.
I thought it was Chris Brown, but
O'Brien, Maze. Not for him, but they actually shout out to him.
Who's O'Brien?
O'Brien, a friend of mine.
Oh.
I think we're not just. Hey, O'Brien, what are you doing? What do you mean? I'm not going to come with you. Like, you know my friends. I don't know why I think, like, you know everyone.
Just because I knew one. Shut up.
I jumped on.
Actually, O'Brien. By the way, our two go couples, eh?
Right.
Anafanyanga, he teaches kizomba. It's a kizomba, nini, all those stuff. Like the kizomba, the samba, the nini. He does classes. So come on, spruce up your nini. Kizomba kwa keja.
Shout out
to O'Breezy, man.
Alright,
Friday. So Friday, he kick mbaya. It was very nice. That was only me Oktoberfest. It was just like.
No, bro, it's Tusker.
Opposite.
The word was Tusker Oktoberfest.
It was like opposite my place. So, hapo ilikuwa tu ni kama ile vibe kutoka unatoka. Shut up.
Tunajua kwenye ni Ngong Road.
Then Sato. Then Sato. Sato took a crown it all, manze.
But you mean I got there on Saturday. Guys who own fucking iPhones, when you can no disturb, and then when you know you're supposed to meet up with me during 10 p.m.
No disturb.
That's fucking trash behavior.
But you can't meet up.
No, bitch.
I can't be out with directions. To say maybe.
Directions.
No, listen. What time did you get there?
Saturday, honestly, I did not get there because I don't know. You know, I speak with Jesus so much these days. So he told me, sis, achana na sato. So Friday I was there, but I stayed for like an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Friday, you were?
Yeah.
What time did you get there? What time
did you get there? 10 p.m.
Yeah, that was Friday.
On Saturday, you missed?
Saturday was like, nah, bruh.
Sunday,
I got there quite early. I got there at around
5 p.m.
6, yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Me, on Saturday, I left my house at, say, 5 p.m. thinking I'd get there at 7. Spec, I'm calling that I'm talking about number what time. Who fucking tells you that? I don't know what time I'll leave the house. Yeah. And it's a concert.
It's because he lives there. That's the problem.
That's an idiotic move.
That's a trashy move.
I get there.
It's not a trashy move.
Because 10 p.m., the guy's phone is on no disturb. And then, you know, it's so crowded, and then network is a bit trashy. You know how...
Then that for us, I don't disturb. We call it
disturb. No disturb me, Andrew.
No disturbs Jimmy.
Man, I mean, Congo, Andrew will help for
you. I'm an idol.
Na lazima utumie sijui utume text kwa safari kongo.
Wakuzimie
simu.
But the point is, fuck spec.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to
say. It's trash.
But nisika vibaya sana tukupatana. By the way, yani tulikuwa in the same nini.
In the same place.
Alibana na Muhuz. Muhuz tulikuwa naye Friday.
Muhuz alikuwa?
Yeah, tulikuwa naye Friday. Akaniambia anakuja Sato.
Lies.
But sidhani alikuja Sato kwa sababu hala. But Friday tulikuwa naye action.
But let me tell you that concert.
Wait, Muhuz is faith, guys. What was that? Faith in money, man.
Yeah, yeah. That concert?
It was very possible for you to be at the same place and not each other.
We were 40,000 people.
You're lying. We're just 30.
Just 30K?
It was almost
40K.
Yeah. But that concert had a lot of people. Shout out to those guys. They
shout
killed
out to Tusker.
Yeah,
Tusker.
No, yeah. Security.
Yeah, security was heavy.
No, it was heavy. But what I like, but cause no, but what I like about this, by the way, even because me, I worked from home. Now, in any given time, see, where's it? And we have to go home, paka. By the time if you cause in little kaivi, to look at my wife, to go to even inje to kapata jam iko hapo kwa gate. So it didn't make sense. Nandoile na nandoile race course. So to karudi tu ndani, even over there, from my pals even only pack. Walikuwa na pack mtaa then wanatembea.
Oh, inside your house?
Yeah, then wanapack. Wanaenda
right, nini. You walk to the event.
They walk to the event. Because okay. Security was up to huku juu. Like, it was very security was. Kuna watu waliambia walihandwa.
Really?
Yeah. Kuna zile za close contact. Zile za hapo. Like, hey,
buda.
Kuna beshtaka waliambia, but like, beshtaka li lose phone. Which I found it very... Whatever. Because watu walikuwa... But by the upper hivi, ABL security by the wali.
Tusker,
they had done their homework.
But right. It's because, let me tell you, it's because now Kenyans had really complained.
Yeah.
Like we've constantly been saying, this place
is going to be
and every concert guy's like, no, that's because we see it.
Exactly.
But these guys told us, hey guys, let me tell you, security is going to be tight. And for sure.
For sure it was.
They
did it.
Max to them.
What was your best performance? Artist?
Calligraph.
Like, Calligraph
performed. For me, I've never seen him before.
Oh, gee.
But I had, siko nimemweka, panye nimemweka sai. So, when you perform, like that guy is a performer, by the way, ile ya live manze, interaction, yeah. Say, and alone, si ati ile, like ile ananizijui mambogi. For me, that was the, for me, it was the nini.
He was the only dude I saw, like,
siko na kinanyash the next day,
meaning. That's Oscar. Where you went wrong. Because you
know,
had a different opinion.
Okay, let's go. So Nyashinski was your fave, clearly. Nyashinski was your fave, right?
What? Let me tell you. The thing is, I was at VIP, duh.
Kale kanyumba ka white, kale kwa kule kando.
Sasa sikuwa huko, nilikuwa sasa huko chini.
Chini ilikuwa kwa VIP.
It was VIP. That car, before the, that was... There was a barrier between ordinaries and us, and then the house was just there.
But like a house, I didn't know about like a house.
Because what is that?
A house.
What was that?
A house.
like a house.
But where we were,
yeah.
Guys started pandaying the kabaria, so we couldn't see the stage. I just told some girl I was with,
yeah.
as you know me in the streets.
Hey.
It's mm-hmm. like, bro, watch any pande. And I was in a concert by myself on that stool.
Juya stool?
Wallahi tena.
Si hapo una concentrate when you're done, kuna when you're done.
Aye, those stool ilikuwa na bass. Kwa na bass.
That makes sense.
Bass. Yeah. So that's where I enjoyed Nyash. And because I could see him like, like everything. That guy's a performer.
So Sunday was dope, yeah?
It was Sunday heavy. Was...
Okay, so Mimi, it's nice Calligraph Bro did it for you, Nyashinsky did it for you. For me, I'd say Major. Oh. Lakini.
That could have been disrespectful.
Listen. I'd say Major. Because Major performed nicely. But that was expected of him because he's a dope artist.
Mm.
What I'd say was my favorite
yeah.
was that show called Saru Wamanyaru.
This is why.
This is why. This was on Sunday. This was Sunday.
I mean, Bango Magani, like I'm going to. Okay, me, I'm going to.
Saru Wamanyaru. I don't Saru
to but she says Saru Wamanyaru.
Her Instagram is Sylvia.
Rapper man in Kuimba.
She's like a rapper, but she's also.
She's a FMC.
Yeah, FMC. Do you know why I'm giving her her flowers?
Yeah.
It's because. Her dancers, bro, were on point. Like, she had...
even how...
No, okay, no, it was the whole band. Julia.
Come on, dancers, they were
It was the whole package. Because you know, you have to be in sync with your dancers. You have to be in sync with your MC, with your DJ. It's a whole package.
Yeah, it's all...
And for her to be a small artist, like how small she is.
Small in terms of body?
No, in terms of, like, her music worth and she's how guys small, are listening... Bro. Saru and Mandy, who think
is Mandy? Mandy Mgani? Mandy Moja.
My hair.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about Brandy.
I'm
not talking about her. That's a new
Brandy.
Achana Brandy mine.
But Saru is bigger.
Saru is bigger than Mandy.
Yeah.
Okay, so fair to her, but Saru Manze did her thing. Okay, bottom line, she was say the most. Impressing artist for me. What the hell do you want? Chaser.
Pasta Chaser, man.
I think it's interesting. You say that because not many artists actually had dancers.
For sure. For sure. You see, even Nyashinsky, nothing. Calligraph, nothing.
Calligraph, nothing. Tena
had one
dancer. The whole time, alikuwa na flag huko nyuma.
Nyashinsky don't have a flag.
No, nasema. Pia Calligraph, alikuwa nao. Madame. Madame, manini, alikuwa... Video
if I missed, bro, it missed.
No, Sete alikuwa na dancers as such. But walikuwa huko nyuma
flaggers.
Alikuwa na dance to those hip hop, whatever. But Calligraph had the whole time.
If on that festival that you're on stage 2, you'd see Mazia, my dancers, walikuwa, they were doing everything. There are two chicks.
Yeah.
Two petite looking nice shorties. They were doing their thing, Mazia, so fucking nice. And I had to say that on this podcast. It really amazed me. Ningo musanoone. Msani anakubaliana na badansa wao na DJ wake because you know every artist has
a yeah by the lazima nini lazima yani muskilizane na
yeah so shout out to Shori like Saru was really a nice performance.
So generally you can say Oktoberfest kalishika,
of course.
Wakadinali walimaliza. Ooh. We watch us
when they just said umbwa.
So ni umbwa pekee
mimi niko tu nimekuwa joke
umbwa kila mtu anakuwa joke umbwa. But let me guess, Kiumba, I guess,
after this moment,
so we manda.
They have a new joint, you fucking guys. They have a new joint called them
Saka.
Hey, Wakadinali kwa ngoma yetu. You guys don't know shit.
I like Wakadinali, I just don't like how proud those guys are.
They're proud.
Zoza Nation.
See, but they're proud of what they...
No, like...
I'm quite proud now you deliver.
It's okay, but you don't have to be, like... Just chill. Mazee, let me tell you, in this industry of...
Oje tufanya hivi. Mseka Drake.
What do you mean?
He's proud.
I don't think he's proud. Because you can see...
Drake is proud.
There's a, but then there's a, there are Drake no stories.
Ukim follow like, yeah. Wachana hile tabloids. Ukim follow, yeah. Drake is proud.
Right.
But he's allowed to be proud because...
But still proud, ujinga. Like,
Kadinali ni ujinga.
Hey, bro. That's stupidly proud.
And you want to
run him same one. You can't be saying...
You're the same one opende hapo.
See, I love all of them. I love their music. I just don't like who they are as people. Because you cannot be coming here...
Oh, you've interacted with them.
Yeah. Like, I always... I'm sorry to be comparing because I know Kenyan artists get very upset when you compare them with Tanzanian artists. But let me tell you, someone like Diamond is... Diamond should be proud.
Mm-hmm.
But that bro is not proud at all.
Mm.
And a lot of people in my workspace can tell you the same. Diamond is not proud.
Yeah.
Diamond will... He will... You ask him any question, he will do that. Jim. You want an interview with him, he will give you.
Shout out to Diamond, Manze. But,
Spendi bongo, man.
Because since now we're talking about... I've been doing YouTube mixes as we move on to the next one. I've been doing YouTube mixes.
Umekoki is kuba na kuliko hii podcast.
Wa.
Yes, I'm sharing my fucking mixes, but bro, wa. Natumia spec,
kari, lakini,
link your mix, what's up? And then the guy's like, bro, Mrs. Iskiza is sababu ni bongo. Sababu iko na Zuchu, iko na
Chimelody. That's what he told you.
What's with the motherfucker?
Spec is trash.
Sparangi bongo, man.
It doesn't matter. By don't
the,
tell him.
Si, pendangi.
Title of the podcast.
Kwa nini, me, I'm real, man. Kwa nini mdanganyo mse? Kwa nini mdanganyo mse? I'm sure to remix by the inter. Ni vibes tu. Ni vibes tu, inshallah.
Chairman akupea.
So hakuna kitu watia na nini. So siwezi mficha. Like, hey, mita mshu.
What's the problem with bongo?
Mita kupea like.
Like Tanzania kupea. Music.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. They cry too much.
Because then YouTube has the lowest plays on my mixes.
They cry. Ni hiyo kusuri tu ya kulia tu kila time. Kwa like, kuli Tanzania kuna kitu ya mana. Mnalia anga tu. Hata kitu kwa mzuri mnalia.
I think you listen to the wrong
movie. Nani?
I'll introduce you to new book.
No, never. Never.
In speaking of introductions, manze, yeah. as we move on to the, I'm away from the Tusker Oktoberfest. As kawaida, once you're there, you'll meet faces that you've never seen in a very long time. Like, guys, we always connect on social media. We'll come to high school.
Like, there was a chance we patana na mtu.
Definitely.
A lot of people.
A lot of guys were there, but yeah. Hey, me miss you kama nakwanga na swara manakwanga ni. Yes,
what do you mean?
I was with my plus one. Uh-huh. I was with another boy of mine. Uh-huh. Right? Shout out to Kelly who was there with me.
Yeah.
The problem, Mama, the story I want to talk about was I met up with not even one, two of my... And I'm not even in the streets like Aisha's in the streets.
Yeah.
I met up with two of my exes, man. You imagine, in the same place. But then
sure... Okay, but I don't chance. But as in, I was say wengi. So I can assure, like, unge meet tum tum.
And of course, Della being Della, I already prepared my first one. I already told her, babies, you know me, I'm a DJ. I've been a DJ for fucking 7 years, and you know.
Have fans
and you know.
And have
so if you see someone, guys are drunk, you know, just
don't. How you play?
Because you know how sure is that when you meet your ex.
I'm sure it is.
When you meet your ex, then you're sure. You meet you mapatana ex wako. They're on the same fucking spot. Hey, okay, your babe lazima na leta noma for no reason. Whatever, kama ex,
but is it for no reason?
Exactly, okay, like sound. There's a reason.
Sound. There's a reason. The reason is there, sound. You know the reason. So it's not for no reason.
Sawa basi, sawa.
Unapata kujitetea tu reason yake ni nini.
But me, see bro, I had told her, these things will happen, right? Mm. So me and Mera with two of these chicks.
Yeah.
But they were like, easy. Yo, Della, it's always been a while. You good?
Were they together?
No. Like, say separate times. Okay. Separate stages. Okay. How many stages
are there? It's a big story.
You see? Mm-hmm. So me and Mera with them, but we're how what's up? You good? Good. Ah, you're looking nice. Okay, so I don't.
Daddy, are somebody looking nice?
Obviously, Simbia. Okay.
No, no, no.
That's the small talk that you exchanged.
No.
Daddy, are somebody you're looking nice?
I was looking hella fucking nice.
So when only are somebody?
What was your response?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You look nice too.
Me, I was drunk. I was not looking at them. I was not
in
looking
in the minds of our
me. I'm just, do you know what I'm focusing on? I'm focusing on my babe and seeing how she's reacting to DJ. I don't want to spoil my fucking night.
You
have to play your cards right.
Why? Let me tell you, act like yani kutu sees what yani.
Our babes are not falas.
Like, I think a few months ago, this same Eric, rest in peace.
Right.
I met him in a club.
Yeah.
And, okay, rather, he knew, I told him, A club. Then he's like, okay, cool. Then the next thing I know, I see his friends.
Yeah.
That are, so I'm like, are you guys are here? Then he's like, yeah, we're here. Ata Eric Akopale. When I turn, I see him holding a babe's hand. Then he immediately withdraws like, boom. That's why you went wrong. That's why it's a fire. Do not angeshika wo dem kono mpaka pale like me hata singeshuku anything because I'd be like you guys are boys to a point where shikana mkono mbele yangu so haoni haya so ukianza kufidget hapo ndo najua huyu is a problem
no, but when you say my hey sees na unajua tu nini yote usi sees
sasa amekwambia
when you say my hey sees kwanza hakuna mtu anapendaka, kuna mtu anaendelea na relationship na the ex. If they meant something.
Yeah,
kuna wale, by the way, kuna ile kuzukuzu, kuna dema na kulizanga like yo, who ex wako kwa aje. Like, you get, watajua, hata
wamefuzi. What? Wait.
So they know which exes you can talk to.
Jesus.
And they know which exes, Christ. If you said you met, utafanyo ile ya.
I'm getting this shit right.
No, it's true.
There are babes who are okay with their boyfriends keeping contact with their exes.
I'm wondering.
And there are those ones that are okay. No, I'm saying, there are those ones that are okay.
Okay.
I'm not saying on my side. I'm saying, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I get you. So, kuna wenye anasema, you can talk to this one.
Yes. I'm okay.
I'm okay. Unezongelesha hawa.
So, in return,
ex. Like, who the ex ex?
Bro, listen. In return, PRA, you're acting on the same accord. Like, there are some niggas who are like,
See, you can talk to them if you choose.
How do you rate, bro?
But you talk about, like, hmm.
Let's go.
See, go on these stories. Whoever your stories. Like, Nilo mambo stories like kama
wale kwa
kuna ile unajua, kuna ile inaweza kukwambia eh, me I was in love with this guy. So unajua wewe mse, because you know you were in love with hiyo kile inaweza rudi tu. So unajua wewe mse wakiinteract tu, kuna nu
kuna
nuka. So una get?
That's a you problem.
No, I'm not saying it's a me problem. I'm saying generally what I've had. So me, I'm speaking say for exes, like everyone, exes where
you are. Neutralizing.
So kuna wenye,
play safe, right?
Ufai kuongele, as in, unaambia vibako, hey, apana, me, I'm not comfortable you
having contact,
with this guy.
Right.
Na kuna wenye, ah!
He's not a threat. Okay,
Wakwa hivyo. And me to myself, since jidanganya, also kuna wenye, kuna get. For some time, wana konga me, apana, si.
That get.
Aisha, di wako kafana.
We don't get, bro. What you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is,
you're okay with you chilling at a certain club, and then your babe goes there and says hi to
someone,
ex. It's not someone. Yeah. Is that ex you're okay with?
Yeah.
Holds his hand, comes to the
extra. Hold hand, Aisha. Me, so far, hold hand. You're like, Aisha. Me, una hold hands, kwa nini.
I don't know if it's me.
Because, man, me, I can't keep calm.
If you're my ex.
Sour.
Okay, bro.
Una get, but come here.
When someone's bringing your drunk babe to you, Amishka Mkono.
Imagine.
That's not right, bro.
Like your babe is okay getting drunk, I'm blacking out. Two, I'm with
that. That's a problem.
God damn, bro.
Bro. Bro. Mi wana lewa nikijua apa. Because I'm home.
I'm with him.
Yeah. I get drunk and get crazy knowing somebody's got me.
If you're listening, if you listen to this podcast and if your babe has been brought to you,
it's a problem.
Oh my god. Okay, the whole conversation we are having is exes should be a bit respectful of a new relationship.
Man, let's talk.
Wait, what?
So let's say, like in an example.
If I'd see my ex with their t-shirt, with my shirt, with my bangle, and my watch, whatever, what the fuck am I asking?
Bangle
is sentimental.
Wait, that's a bangle you kid on my
bangle. Hey, deme kona bangle yako bado hadi wa leo.
You can't ask it, manze, right there, back. We watch her. That's an ass story. That's an ass story.
Yeah.
That's an ass story.
That's a aspect trash move.
But ex says you need to be, if I'm your ex and be respectful as fuck, Kwanzaa, let me just say it on this podcast. If I meet you with your potential, I'm with your new, I'm with your whatever, so long as you have another nigga.
So that if you bogey my maze, how, nini?
No, I'm not even.
Okay. Chilling with my
feelings. If you're not sure, then I assume you guys are pals having a. No, you guys are on a girl's night out.
What if that's happening?
If she has another shori.
Like she's dating that shori.
I mean, as a job.
And a job, I'm going to congratulations.
I mean, as a job, it
was for nothing.
16 rounds.
Why is someone she becomes.
No King Kong.
No King Kong. I'm only ping pong too. I'm going to do my waltz.
What a title. 16 rounds.
No King Kong.
Just ping pong. Ah, maybe I think there's a shikanare na kulikuwa. Kai. Kwaza tikuwe, like, tuliachana na ye.
And then the next.
Next is a mama. Najwa tu alikuwa na nicheza tu.
Wallahi.
Na mapeshti wetu.
But bro, she's trying to experience, say new things.
Hakuna.
Just give it to her, man.
New. Hakuna. You gave. It wasn't received.
And?
I don't know. Yellow pages. Finger licking good. Ah, but guy, you're so saying disrespect.
If you guys have seen the video, unaongea na so much heart. Today I'm talking about you, because you're talking about baba yao.
Asking for M-Pesa, monthly allowance.
No, bruh.
Because if you have a conversation with your dad,
it's about money.
It's not about that.
That's where you go wrong.
I don't even jump.
So let me tell you, Delph and Speck. These two, or other, I don't know how many children. I think there are three children.
Three.
Yeah, I think there are three children. Three kids. And they're all babes. Funny.
Okay.
That's where the problem is.
What do you mean?
M-Pesa with three shorties.
It's a big problem.
It's a problem.
No, I'm telling you again, that's where you go wrong. It's not an M-Pesa conversation.
Yeah.
But there are messages involved.
Right.
This girl was caught cheating. Now, this is a dad. He's married and they're chill. These kids, because we are very technologically endowed in our brains.
Oh.
They found messages of this guy cheating. And I don't think that...
Their dad.
Okay.
And the person he's cheating with, I think it was just conversational. Because if you could... If you hear what she's saying, it was... So these kids got upset on behalf of... And they were there telling, really, fuck you, daddy. This is not the first time you're doing this. I'm like...
Let's read the text.
Is
this a white family? Let's start with that. Because
black.
What?
Anyway, it's more black because it's my neighbor from Baganda.
This thing only happens in movies like, say,
That's why she goes wrong. So this is the video. The wife is there. It's like the me Nashuku. The wife gave the kids.
Yeah, same.
I go ahead.
Which is very wrong.
I don't think so, but
no, it's very wrong. Me so easy. It's our relationship. The kids shouldn't be involved.
Pekiro.
Simmer.
To the point where this mama got to that point and apati atui kitu una madani ni marangapi umekuwa na hizo issues na mbona haski
kwa nini kwenda
ni sasa una
but you should hata una za pia atui no one has been atui atiko sasa ati
you know no
you leave una like me do I don't think it's fair
mi takutetesha mimi kama nilienda
cause one thing ama madem watatu
right
ame one list into the world
what
those are fucked up.
Failed
relationship.
No,
I mean, they're very toxic. Come on, me, budangu mlaniambe hivyo. I'm the father, like I'm your father.
Those are very important.
You came from my balls. No, that's not empowerment. That's empowerment, which is not allowed.
You know why I'm saying it's empowerment? It's because these women will forever stand for themselves. They will not take bullshit. The mother has sat there and taken this bullshit.
Kuna bullshit and kuna respect here.
Listen, there's a story, this video, there's a, something I was so relating to was a Kenyan ama an African scene whereby the dad was the one who was cheating, I think. And then
of course this had to be the man.
It was a kamba, it was a kamba setting, because we're talking kamba.
There's so many red flags in this story.
Shout out to all kamba. It was a kamba setting. Then the kids were supposed to go to school. And then the mom was now talking shit to the dad and recording him.
Mm.
Do you remember that video?
Yeah.
I don't remember that whole thing, but why are kids involved in this whole scenario, Kwanzaa?
That's to show you
how. And these are big kids.
But let me tell you, this is to show you how. This is not stupid.
Because for one, yes, they're standing up for yourself. And that you don't have to, you don't have to go to such an experience to teach someone to stand up for themselves. Facts. I don't know as a fool at home. Trust me, machali yao madem. Ata, akichelewa ati ametoka inje kukunini kuni, itakuwa ni shida. Like it will be very toxic. Because one, mumezoe all those years kukeme buda yenyu. You are father.
But it was
Me that one nini nekata. Ata kama... Umbogi alifanyaje. I think it was very wrong for the kids to be.
Umbogi alicheat. That guy just cheated.
Ata kama alicheat.
Just, you guys are trash.
No, I'm not meaning cheating. By the way, I'm just doing for the fact that I am not saying cheating is good. It's just that disrespect, like muna. Me na imagine mazeti mzawa kuna mwambia kukuli kwa fanya nini mazeti.
I love to imagine your password.
Ata sita maliza. Like all. I am a kisu. Something. Just something like that.
Do you know? Where? In an African setting, there's no even your dad.
We are Africans!
There's no your dad is hugging you. There's no you're taking
he's
like.
Selling at your lab.
Listen, you're not taking cool photos with your dad. There is no way you're recording your dad.
But you see, these guys are come on. In Africa. Oh, yes, they're African. They're in Western. Then the Western, they've been Westernized because they're not in Kenya. I mean, they're not in Ghana.
Shout out to all the guys who listen to the podcast and they're in the diaspora.
Yeah. And there, I like that. I wish I could raise my children
in
there.
Such a nini.
Because,
like they would,
yeah.
No,
because,
which was, what if it was the other way around, Semi?
Because I would be cheating. That's
No, listen. Okay, don't
cheating.
Say
I guess,
you wouldn't
I guess
be cheating.
Saying. I get what you're saying.
I am saying that you wouldn't be cheating. I'm saying, what if it was the other way around? You're the one who may cheat. You guys, wherever Natalia yako, you guys, you have your reasons.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Husband, actually. I'm Natalia because he knew Fala when you want to confront. You get. You guys have your reasons. Maybe mekwana mashida manini. You guys have your reasons.
Why are you using your kids, man? Zay?
Why use your kids?
We're watching.
I'm telling you something.
No, would my you be comfortable is, with that? Like, when
of course I would be, but the thing is, let's just... The fact is, I would not be cheating.
What are your part? Ni sawa.
I would, of course,
Nisa.
I would.
Your ad in the pizza, I'm cheating by Sarah. This is the number for Aisha. She will not be cheating. She will not be cheating. But she will not be cheating. I'm sawa.
Adisha ingia.
Adisha ingia kwa system.
But let me tell you, this is what I'm saying. And I think, for me, for the mother to have gotten to the point where she's telling her children, first of all, let me say something. My mother and I are besties. So I feel like this would be a situation with me and my mother. Because my mom would be like, Maze, if my mom was married, she'd be like, Maze, you know, Baka. I will, let's call him something nice. Bubble.
Richard.
Bubble.
Bubble. Bubble has a cast deeper. Richard.
Richard it is. Richard it is. It's like, I found your dad, Richard.
Yeah.
My mom would tell me that. And let me tell you something. I would be those babes.
Yeah,
I would not curse my dad and be like, fuck you, no. But I'd be like, Dad, why the hell did
you
this?
Do that? You
and I'd be like,
Dad,
is not the first time.
Our sasa.
It's like joke.
There's a jam.
Listen, I'm just giving you time because to talk about this whole situation because my views are so different. African parents, my dad, I'm guys who are older, like Uhuru Kenyatta is the same age with my dad. Guys are in the same, like, same age.
Yeah, actually, my mom too, for the same.
That was so unnecessary.
But it's okay.
Like,
Uhuru Kenyatta is.
So unnecessary.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I know that, but listen. Point is, these old guys used to, like, marry, most of them had, like, say, 2, 3, whatever wives. And ningumu sana amani, very rare, ama haikuwa ni often you'd get like say them having say one wife, ama not having kids out of wedlock. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Bottom line is they had balls, bro. The reason why I'm saying this is if your mama is hot, there's no, she's keeping you on toes. You don't even have time to look for a side chick. You don't have time to go party with other women because she's there. If she's not, you're sick. Ama you guys are broke. Bottom line, she's everywhere with you. There are no time when I get here to find easy way to work on, right? But our dads used to do that, blah, 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 blah. And there's no way, bro, you'd go there and start recording. I'ma ask questions. Mbona dad, mama, nasema hivi na hivi na hivi.
Because you are not cheating. You have more women in that you've told your wife. Checky.
There's this and this when that.
I can't speak so much. But it'd be like, there's another wife. That's not cheating. Oh. But here, this guy is secretly texting. Remove your bra. Why? If you want another wife, bring her forth to the people.
Okay, like say, yes. I get what you're trying to say, but there's no way I'm recording my dad. I'm having that conversation.
Man, as I'm a bit out of reach.
That's all I'm trying to put
I
it out.
I never by the meaning. By the meantime, I feel you. Nakuna nini, but mimi see. Mimi mejitoa to story.
No,
when you do what you want, No, I'm saying.
No, listen, bro. Mama amekama mkwambia.
Then
your dad anakujanga home 3 a.m. Your dad anakujanga home na watu wengine ama naonanga simu. You're trying to tell me that you tell your mom, hey mom, hivyo ndo kunaendanga?
I can't go to my dad and tell me your story. Whatever.
What's the solution you're giving your mom's, bro?
Me na biya madhe. Sikiza. Well, as in, what do you want from... You came from my balls and mimi utarudi hapo kwa hizo balls.
Ni kweli. That's what my dad.
Yeye ndio part nilikuwa na shida nayo.
That's what my dad told me.
Utarudi. That's the part I had. Siko na shida na ile nini. Yes, you can confront. Like, unaweza na by the dad, by the mommy. There's a respectful way to go through it because he's still your father. Facts. And if the moment
your dad is your dad.
The moment you're going to confront, kumaanisha you want to fix it. But you don't fix it by...
Let me say something.
Hey!
I'm a Kikuyu by, like, my dad is a Kikuyu, my mom is a Kikuyu, and there's a saying.
Wait, Kirata, you talk about us?
Kirata is a Kikuyu name.
Kikuyu?
Kirata is a Kikuyu. Listen, my dad always says... Because, you know... I wasn't, guys, fucking concentrate because it took almost ending this podcast. I'm trying to spit facts. What I'm trying to say is, I can't say like Mrs. Yongara Kikuil, but I'll try. Dhogo ne dhogo. Ona ginya odhiko. Na oweke kedo. Dhogo ne dhogo.
Shogo ne shogo.
Exactly.
What's that?
Shogo ne shogo. Na dhiko ne shogo.
What that means is, your dad will be your dad, your mom will be your mom. Whether your dad runs naked in the streets,
yeah.
Whether your dad is old, whether your dad is young.
Blood is blood, in short.
Uh-huh.
Whether your dad has
ata
one leg, aje, whether your mom has one.
Ata kufanyike aje, wewe nuta, like, it's your nini to protect you.
It will never fucking change.
It will never change.
And it's,
so even if,
and it's up to you to protect them as they protected you since you were a kid.
So that it's easy.
You understand?
It's up to you. No, man, they, no, no, no. The same thing about
listen,
his parents.
You are 25 years. How many 25-year-old person recording your dad? Mm. You've lived since day one until 25. Your dad has never put you out in such a way. Come on, let's
ever.
Has never, whether you've not been paid for school fees, or whether you've not been, whatever. Hakuna siku umeandikwa hivyo vibaya. And you don't know the shit these guys have been through. Because, you know, our parents have been through
a lot of shit.
A fucking lot, eh?
Wanasemangi, but they've been... Kwanza sisi wenye tuko na wale old.
Right.
Because many things say tuko na wale old. Atuko na wale new age. Kama wale kuna new age hapa.
Hakuna msa kuna mzazi new age hapa.
New age ni.
New age ni wenye.
New age msa nasikiza photo moto.
Like, I think our parents are at the last age ya... Nini? Ya kwenda huko.
What age is that, though?
Not age... Generation.
What generation is that?
Kuna wale kuongea na nini? Kuna wale kuongea na watu wengi. Unasema kama wewe unakuwa very close to your mom.
We were besties.
Besties. But were you forced to be close to your mom? Like where yako ilianza?
It just happened.
Ama, just happened ama, from ever since. Yeah. Saa kuna kaa sisi.
Of course there's an adolescent
nini wetu. Tuseme kama, tuseme, wacha nitumie masimu.
Right.
Like mapero wetu kwa wenye wa tech service. Mm. Kuna wenye tech service hai. Mapero wetu kwa tech service.
Yeah, they're just on Facebook.
Yeah, sayo kuna masimu, but they don't know like that. Unaget, hau kwa tech service. That generation yetu ndo ime. Hau na mapero wetu wanaenda. Kutoka hapo wa kushuka chini, wawo sasa ndo yonongyanga na watoto. Oh, sijui. Oh, you've been doing weird, me, I think you should do. Unaget.
What kind of parents?
Unaget. Hau na wapada watu wa mapero wa sayi. So our parents understand because our watu tunaongea nao hata story ya. When you look on a sema,
right.
Like your dad won't tell you like, hey, I love you. Oh, you look on it, alikuwa na feel ni kama.
It's a lot. It's game.
It's game. I said, hey, I love you. It's been, nugget. Kami ya razi ya haki na buzai. Like na buzai like once. Right. And it goes early in the States. Na wakakasi for how long. Na wakirudi. Ile mazali ni haki na buzai alikuwa next.
It's a video.
You know. Kuna get, like, but see, at kwa gile, like, you can talk, you can nini.
Let me tell you, the only way we can fix this problem, men, stop.
Men.
No, you know, what do you mean men stop cheating?
Black imagine, come say and
get cheated.
Come say and get cheated.
Because the old bogey alishikwa. Madame, they was.
Aisha is trying to kill mosquito.
Get a promotion.
Aisha is mosquito. Yeah, most video may come now. So everyone but to connect it off.
Guys, let's close this hour. 47 minutes in episode 96 of the Red Cups. That's what you're listening as Peng pours a drink. Bro, pour a shot for me as well. Where's the booty? Pour a shot for me.
As we finish, baby, Sorry, Twitter is the girl.
What do you mean?
Twitter.
Wese, ebu pasime shangla
slini. Si Elon alisema Twitter sasa tuneza lipa ukilipa 2,400. Unapewa nini?
2,400.
Unapewa
Kenyan
verification, yeah?
Of shit.
Unapewa verification.
Can you see? I think every average Kenyan can afford that.
That's where you go wrong, my nigga. No, but still, kuna watota. Kuna watota kuna 10 followers hapo pande kwa verify.
Uko tu bro.
Kwa hiyo kuna kuna do. So many things, Twitter watota wata boycott it.
What do you mean?
It's about time watota ishia.
Yeah, because let me tell you.
Salisha futa bodu mzima.
Okay.
Yes, and your soul.
He's the guy. He's the it.
Shout
out to Elon Manze.
Shout out to him.
He's the only billionaire who's like, say...
Playing around with apps.
I'm a chukwe.
I'm a chukwe, Leo. By the Elon, do it with a bolt, Manze. Usipute karo.
Karo
wa bolt, usipute. Aumdema na kwa ngame ni sort, nini mbaya.
My trips.
Bahati, ya?
Bahati wa bolt.
Aye, kuna mboga na mikona bahati, but karo ni yoni.
Kuna bahati, bro, that's why, Manze.
Si wato huku email. Wacha, wacha ufala.
Wacha, nikota kwamba kuna tweet on that, there's a tweet that said, now Twitter is going to be toxic AF. I was like, excuse me, Twitter has always
been
toxic.
Man, facts.
But now it's going to be
toxicer.
But Twitter is toxic. It's about time. Let's boycott. Let's go to Instagram. There's so much love there.
There's so much love on Instagram.
There's a lot of algorithm problems.
I think Instagram is fake people.
I don't think so.
It's more fake people.
Wait, watch out.
So, but it's already Facebook.
Facebook used to be real.
Facebook is real.
Come on, it was. Jugush Wapta, it's you.
But
say, come on, we're going to Wapta. We're Jennifer Lopez.
See, we're going to Jennifer Aisha Shamar Smith.
And that was
why.
Ask
me why.
Why?
Because Neo is called Shafar Shmer Smith.
Neo.
And Nia Neo. Like
Neo. Yeah, Neo is going to Jennifer
Aisha. Neo is going to Jennifer Aisha.
Okay.
So if you're a Smith out there, I still have pocket in the Smith.
Okay.
Little babe Neo. I'm gonna do a shit.
Yes.
But by the Facebook may think about the original.
Yeah.
Right.
I was, listen, my first
handle was Zens.
Before you,
listen.
He let Gmail,
listen, and I'll get, I know how old you guys are. I'm how old you guys started watching, like, television
yeah,
series.
Yeah.
My name was Zens de la Marvin Chronicles. If you can get, if you know, you know.
If we don't,
Zen Chronicles Nippon.
If you don't,
you motherfucker, that was our Pornhub before.
That was in the first 50
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, that was
of
the first 50 shows of Grey. And it was, first, and it was 50 shades.
Because what else are you watching porn for at that age?
No, it is
for excitement.
And that's of period.
Now, would you call 50 shades of Grey porn?
It's not porn.
Exactly.
I'm not a jungle, and people are like, I'm not at this situation.
I think.
Bottom line is you.
But then, oh my god, we watched the Zen Chronicles.
Bro,
I think Zen Chronicles.
Why did you see that? What's your fucking
Zen Chronicles was the first, like, nini, like, series.
Yeah.
Like, ili, not, Netflix squeezes is what is going on. Like, ili, kwa, kwanza, ili, kuonesha boobs. Kuonesha, like, yani, ni
series. And it had a storyline.
It had a storyline.
There's not just, like, sex.
Squeeze
in
Netflix, ni kuhibo yote.
The moral of this story. If you're listening, shout out to you if you know Zen's Chronicles. No, I'm speaking to
you. I'm buying TV. My nigga, I'm
buying. I'm on a TV. Kitambo, dia.
Kitambo,
dia.
See, I'm going to kazi wa kunato. I'm going to kazi wa kuch TV. I'm going to kwa cabinet.
Neki kwa moto ni vita.
Pero akuje aguze.
Nani?
Ali. Ashai kitu. Kwanza kitu yuko inapoa like for around 5 to 6 hours.
Mbona unakuuliza na ipoa?
My friend, sisi tunajua stage ya ice, my friend. Sisi tunafanya ice chini ya TV. Sisi tulikuwa ahead.
Au je TV?
My ice cube ziko tu hapo tu chini. My friend, tuko na ice
cube. Mulikuwa na ice cube
sisi. Manze, tuko na ice cream just imagine.
Okay,
mzae alizitakae. Mazele ndiye mzae akiwa like, mzae alikuwa amejini nini? Amejisort.
Okay.
So,
and then now you guys draw the line now. We say what a man who has already established.
I just said my boy.
Facts.
Like, get shelter ni wewe. Hata kuendeaje, hata kama umesota ama kumenini. You'd rather live in that. Kama alikuwa nakupenda, itaishi kwa hiyo shelter.
Hey! That's why I draw the line. Shelter.
Bedsitters.
No, for real. Unaishi hapo kwa nini?
Too much Netflix.
Unakanyaga chini, unakanyaga microwave, ukitembea.
Well, koja, manzi, as we end the podcast. TikTok has been my favorite app. I'm a TikTok has been what I've been
Why are you gay?
Shout out to TikTok. I've been manze, I'm trying to make it on TikTok.
Do him one. Content nini?
Content. My content on TikTok is definitely my video mixes. I see when I'm going on events, but my algorithm. Ah, sijaelewa. Oh, nimeelewa.
Algorithm.
What's the word?
Algorithm.
What is that?
Kama kuna uluya iko
hapo. Whatever comes on my, like say my feed, my homepage, TikTok.
Yeah.
Hey, maze, guys are showing their bedsitter, like say this is where
I listen. So I came from.
No, no.
Bella, you're the problem. You are the problem.
I've seen guys showing their houses, like you see the guys would show their house tours and everything. What's it like?
Showing a bedsitter.
Guys are having bed. Bro, they are looking nice. They're watching.
What is
it's a nice bedsitter.
Watch it.
Surazunguka. Surazunguka. Literally.
Watch out.
The spot.
Is a journey for pleasure in which several different places are visited.
A journey for
pleasure.
Hey!
No.
A journey for?
The keyword here
is pleasure.
Different.
Keyword up and pleasure. What's a pleasure?
Bro, there's pleasure. No different. There's no several in a bed sitter.
Pleasure.
I don't mean to shit on guys who are living on bed sitters.
Shitting on them. That's you need to shit on them. All of you.
Shout out to Johnny Depp.
That is not my end goal. What I'm putting across is guys are sharing their houses and kuna wana sonishi kwa bed sitters having say like say 40
it's
inches.
It's called a house.
What's all I mean? Where story meishi hapo?
No, listen. Listen. What I'm trying to say is be proud of your content on any social fucking media. Because, you know, guys are blowing out dancing on TikTok. Guys are blowing out eating weird food.
Shots.
What me I can say, there's someone, there's something layer, for everyone.
There's something.
Because on TikTok, there's something for everyone. Kuna hawa muka baza, asa kudishi. Kuna watu watu asa kudishi. Kuna wase watu watu wakutoa ma blackheads kwa sura. Na wana, unapata, mse unaingia live, unapata yikuna like, 30,000 followers. Zayo. Wanna watch too? Mseki kitu a blackhead.
But you know, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what they enjoy.
That's what they are. It's their high.
Oh my God.
Which is weird. But TikTok has weird people.
Okay, so since now we're talking about applications, I'm apps, this is what you need to do. Install Spotify on your phone. Install Apple Podcast on your phone. Install...
So Android, Spotify, inakujangana.
Inakujangana?
Inakujangana Android.
Inakujangana Android. If you have an Android, you have a Spotify. Okay, so install any podcast, any podcast platform, because we want you guys to share our podcast, because we are ending an era of audio podcast. That's the vibe.
We're almost seeing our faces.
We're almost getting to YouTube. This is episode 19.
Yeah, that's where we lose people. Have you seen Specs face?
Manze.
Audience
cute,
out.
Cute.
No, that's where we lose our audience.
This is on Friday.
Leo, by
the fourth November. Della
will be at Sikam 8 time.
It's not me. It's not just me, bro. It's us.
It's us.
And Della said, shots on him.
20. Yeah. Shots Eric. Shots Eric is going. Kwangu. Me, I'm just buying Eric shorts. Mwenye nakwenye shorts za Eriko inside.
So, Dela atakwanga everything fish, manze.
Everything fish.
On Gong Road.
And restaurant.
And it's buying. It's a sports bar, actually. It's don't be fooled by the everything fish. It means everything fishy. Yeah, I think it's everything fishy.
Okay. Anything that has spec, obviously.
Oh, name. I don't know. I had to jong for like 2 years. So, it's genial.
Oh, yeah, jong in the you can't
sit there and fool all these people listening to you.
Yeah. Facts.
You can't.
I don't have
enough.
So guys, everything
fish. I have enough for us.
Everything fish, bar and restaurants.
But
then
they have a Leo. Guy, it's a Leo.
It's in life. Yes, Leo. Episode will go out, say, after 3 days from now, maximum.
So there's an
episode went live on the same fucking day. Remember?
You know, the Jaribu. But we're still Jaribing.
Okay, so kudos, guys. Thank you so much for lending our ears. Lending us. Thank you so much for lending us your ears. This has been alcohol is kicking in. Come on. Could you pour another shot for me?
But as we finish.
Could you pour another shot?
I have a shot.
Wongo. What an ear taste.
Oh, sure. Just smell, don't take it, just smell it. It's cold.
I
don't want to come.
I wanna smell other things tonight.
Another
Make sure
you smell your shots,
Dels.
Miss, Wa Cardinale!
Shout out to
Cardinale.
You've already taken the shot.
Shout out to Scar. No, shout out to Scar. Shout out to Domane. Shout out to.
Hello to my shout out to Winky.
Shout out to anyone who listens to the podcast. Yeah. That's it.
Shout out to
everyone
who had missed me.
Shout out to everyone who loves the Red Cups. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I need soda.
You have to speak about soda. Episode 96, signing out. My name has been Della Marvin. It will always be Della Marvin.
I go by the name Spekito. Sorry, I'm going to shout from Domo.
My name is Lily Aisha, A-I-Y.
And this is the Red Cups. Until next time, adios.
Amigos.
Music Podcasts, the home of podcasts in Kenya.